Stepney All Saints Radio,
bringing the community together.
Love your learning.
Today I'm with Hannah and I'm going to ask her what she's doing in learning at the moment.
At this point of time in computer science, we are doing revision for our mock tests and we are currently revising our Python skills.
Golden opportunities.
This summer term is traditionally a busy time for enrichment activities. In the last weeks, we have had groups of students in Herefordshire at Jamie's Farm and at an activity centre in Wales in Brecon Brecons National Park. In the coming term, Year 8 students will visit Spain. A range of sports competitions will take place and much more. All of this will be in addition to our regular clubs and activities. The skills and knowledge gained are considerable and we want all of our students to benefit.
Sports news!
Manchester City win third Premier League title in a row. Manchester City have been crowned Premier League champions for the third time in a row. City won the title without kicking a ball after Arsenal, who were their rivals for the trophy, lost 1-0 to Nottingham Forest on Saturday, and they celebrated in style on Sunday, lifting the famous trophy in front of their own fans following a 1-0 win over Chelsea.
Culture Vulture.
As you may have known, the SAS Diversity Group is planning a Culture Day on the 30th of June. There'll be lots of things to be done on that day, with the main aim of being to promote diversity and equality throughout the school. There'll be many activities to be done, including quizzes from the languages, geography and the R&DT department, with prizes to be won. And also, if for those who are hungry, don't worry, there's a SAS street food market with lots of cultural food to be eaten. Also, there's an opportunity to wear one piece of cultural clothing with uniform. More information will be posted on the coming weeks.
Shout out!
Who will you shout out for?
Congratulations, Hannah Benson, Year 8, and Olive Adam Ocher, Year 10, who successfully auditioned for and won a place at the South London Youth Theatre summer production, Bring It On. This full-scale production of a Broadway musical performed by a company of 45 teenagers is led by a professional director, choreographer and musical director. This summer the girls will rehearse for 2 weeks before putting on the production.
Hi everyone. I know you will have had endless teachers, parents, relatives and TikTok stars telling you these exams are super important and the gateway to your future. In one way, they could be. But who you are is far more important and of higher value than how you do. Who you impress, who you make proud, who you might feel like you're letting down. You are not a grades factory. Whatever happens, you are capable and you have the strength to live the life you choose for yourself. So as you go into the exam halls and assessment rooms, know that you're great, you're resourceful, and you matter. This is just another day in which those things are true, like they were yesterday, like they will be tomorrow. All the best.
This month, we celebrated Children's Mental Health Week, and this year's theme was Growing Together. The focus of CMHW is to encourage yourself to consider how you've grown, and at the same time, how you can help others to grow too. There are many ways on how you can manage your mental health better, including getting a good night's sleep, getting outside and getting active, feeding your mind, such as learning a new skill or reading, speaking up, and most importantly, looking out for each other.
Hello everyone, this is your friendly neighbourhood student at Cremerden 9E. I'm going to be talking about the King's Coronation. Millions of people across the UK and beyond have celebrated the coronation of King Charles III. The ceremony was held at Westminster Abbey, with the King becoming the 40th reigning monarch to be crowned there since 1066. Queen Camilla, the Queen of Consort, was crowned alongside him before a huge parade back to Buckingham Palace. Westminster Abbey has been Britain's coronation church since 1066. King Charles III was the 40th reigning monarch to be crowned in May 2023.
Bees are so important to the health of our planet that they have their own special day. World Bee Day takes place on the 20th of May each year and aims to spread awareness of the importance of bees. For example, did you know that a third of the world's food production depends on bees, and they are responsible for pollinating 75% of the world's leading global crops, including tomatoes and strawberries? World Bee Day can be celebrated by purchasing honey from local beekeepers or planting bee-friendly flowers. Due to habitat loss and climate change causing the bee population to drastically decline, World Bee Day becomes an even more important event, where we are urging everyone to do more to help and protect these very special insects.
Plastic pollution is a big problem around the world, damaging to the environment, harming wildlife, and ending up in the food chain. There will be approximately 227 million tons of plastic waste on Earth by 2040 if action isn't taken, according to a report by the United Nations. The UN Environment Programme aims to bring countries together to try to work on issues that affect the planet. UNEP says plastic pollution could be slashed by 80% with just a few big changes.
Music Meister,
what have you been composing?
This is by Manny in Year 11.
Thank you for listening to
Bringing the community together.